I've just closed my eyes again, climbed aboard the Dreamweaver train, driver, take away my worries of today, leave tomorrow behind. Ooh, Dreamweaver, I believe you can get me through the night. Ooh, Dreamweaver, I believe we can reach the morning light. Fly me high and through the starry skies, maybe to an astral plane, cross the highways of fantasy, help me to forget today's pain. Ooh, Dreamweaver, I believe there still may be some time. Fly me away to the bright side of the moon, and meet me on the other side.
Meet me on the other side. Meet me on the other side.
Ooh, Dreamweaver, I believe you can get me through the night. Ooh, Dreamweaver, I believe we can reach the morning light.
He was a bad man in Florida, He trapped me, but I dug my way out under a fence in the sand. I ran along the road and met up with a woman and told her about it, and we ran on together, holding hands. I had a little picture in a little silver frame, and across the back was written my mother's name, Catherine. It was some kind of Valentine.
I was in some kind of factory farm, busy brightly coloring baby chickens. Really dying them, I guess. They mostly die before they were to sell at Easter, or ran away, or something. Anyway, by Easter they were all gone and I was out of work.
I was a bull with the head of a deep thinker, standing alone in a field covered with a layer of thin snow, and not liking what he sees.
I was a Japanese girl in 1986. I was 16 years old. I was engaged to a boy of 16 through arranged marriage. He had a golden retriever, and we leapt around in joy with him. I loved this boy. I loved this dog. I was glad we were arranged. I was lucky, and I knew that. But I somehow knew he would die early, and I would be alone. I realized that my soul was in other places at the same time, not just in me, and working and loving and making coffee elsewhere. I was also a Japanese girl from 11 years ago, now. I was Joseph in a live nativity scene that did not move, in a town park back in the 1950s. I had to stand there for half an hour, and then another Joseph came, and I had a cup of hot cocoa until my turn came up again.
I dreamt I was an old TV set, saying to itself in an empty house, I seem to be fated, ordained, and condemned to live in the midst of things I'm never to hear the end of.
I was trapped in a souvenir shop in the Catskills. It was full of miniature wishing wells of highly shellacked orange wood, and teepees and canoes made of birch bark, and little miniature outhouses too.
I dreamt about the sea
of wine and
how its fingers
any.
Rose up and moved across my feet with an excellent warmth,
for a bottle of red, but
and then it tickled
me away,
up my calves like a friend.
I was crying.
I walked into his silky body slowly because I was afraid of being swept away.
My father was applying dark
I was afraid the tide would take me over and I would swallow it because I wanted to be nourished so badly.
Then he glued faux foam wood beams to the living
I dreamt that what I love most about nature is how indifferent it is to us humans and human suffering.
I was a woman grinding into a couch of stars.
Here with our little or
a
big
blue
tragedies,
black couch and
the
velvet
wind is blowing,
and star,
the leaves are rustling in the
and
trees,
and I undulated
the flowers
between
bloom
them
and
like
die.
A tide.
There's a great comfort in that indifference.
Arm of
I dreamt when I was
I tried
young,
to have a colossal subconscious orgasm among the heavens.
I get plastered, play his records for hours, and yodel along with Rogers.
And I failed.
My plan was
so
to
I
learn
staggered
to yodel
into
like
pee
him,
and
so that
myself
at the next
with
time I had to publicly
to
speak,
I was using the first
the sophisticated audience by yodeling like a cowboy after each
and
sentence, and either becoming a laughing stock or be regarded as some kind of mystic.
I was a crow, beginning
my
day
with an American squabble, younger, and I remember the blind beggar selling pencils.
I was running for the
cathedral.
I was trying to check in on my phone, but I couldn't look the screen. I couldn't
work
my eyes.
I was a security camera recording a dog staggering on two legs.
I dreamt of my great-grandmother, Sophia, who lived by herself, roaming in her old house at night.
I was working in my old job at an antiquarian bookshop.
I dreamt the NSA.
I sold everything cheaper than I was supposed to.
But as the dream continued, I realized they were already doing that.
Hearing.
Was crawling out the long string of things from the center of the
sunlight
honey that comes out of her, and then showing my childhood friend Margie how to do it.
I was hearing Americans saying to himself in an empty
I only
house.
Had a certain amount of time.
I walked back and with the tide towards shore and plucked up with it.
I
carried it back to shore and realized because of the fish I had lost.
I dreamt about three cats, two black
cats. I kept hearing, I've got nothing to hide.
One was
in the mouths of citizens of various police. the last century never tiring some battle. Then I began
then
hearing
I there on
Mary's
the
say,
saying,
and I was wondering,
I was shocked and had to get them back.
Thank you. save and redeem and promise another night, another fight for peace. Give me peace, please, give me peace. The bed takes on a personality. One side I breathe in a graceful waltz and talk to my mother's mother or to my dead father when he was nice and not drunk. And that night will embroider the waters of my soul with its gossamer whatnot and redemptive promise in great godlike loops.
He sings along at the top of his lungs, alone in the car with Donna. But I can hear him too. Complete foolishness. Now I laid me down to sleep. Dear God, let me sleep. Will this prayer be heard? Are you susceptible? And is dreaming on a cellular level?
I dreamt I used to take care of a little boy after school while his mother worked, and I found it great fun to punish him for being bad.
I have managed to call down the butterflies from the ceiling. They make confetti-colored cones.
I used to take care of a little boy after school while his mother worked, and I found it great fun to punish him for being bad.
The bats came on like a soccer team warming up for a game, while the swallows set out further over the fields as if one team were making way for the next and the initial bat had come to announce the change.
I dreamt I was in speech class having to give a speech about what I did this summer. I said I swam a lot.
A big lie!
And wrote poetry.
Truth!
And did a lot of reading.
Truth!
And that summer
I dreamt
went by
I
very
liked to
fast.
Do things.
Truth!
I liked to eat and things like that.
I concluded by saying, they always
I liked
do!
The things that went on around
and
me.
And always
really,
will!
I liked the place
or
I lived
so
in.
Seem
however, in this particular dream, many people did.
Now I lay me down to sleep.
Camera.
Dear God, let me sleep. Will this prayer be heard?
He sings along at the top of his lungs, alone in the car with Donna. But I can hear him too. Come on, what foolishness.
I tried and I begged. It smiled at me and kept bleeding.
The bed takes on a
person was chasing me.
One side I breathe in a grateful walk. And to talk to my mother's mother. Or
my
to my
was
dead
too
father
tight
when he was nice
shut
and
down.
Not drunk. Couldn't do anything.
I dreamt I was running for the plane.
The
I was trying to check
the
in on my phone, but I couldn't work the screen. I couldn't
honey
work
that
my eyes. My
them.
Fingers were too fumbly and
then
I missed it.
Showing my childhood friend Margie how to do it too.
I dreamt that what I
dreamt
love
that what
most
I love
about
most
nature
about
is how indifferent it is to us humans and
it is to
human
us
suffering.
Humans and human
when
suffering.
We are here with
well,
our little or big tragedies,
with our
the wind is blowing,
big
the leaves
tragedies.
Are rustling in the trees,
the
flowers
blowing,
bloom,
the leaves are rustling in the trees,
the flowers bloom and die. There's
a
great comfort in that
indifference.
The bats came on like a soccer team warming up for a game,
well, the
while the swallows set out
further
over the fields
as if
one team were making
way
for the next.
The
initial bat had come to announce the
change.
The bed takes on a personality. One side I breathe in
a
graceful waltz and talk to my mother's mother or to my dead father when he was nice and not drunk.
And talk to my mother's mother or to my dead father when he was nice and not drunk.
I've got nothing to hide from the mouth of citizens of various police states in this last century, never tiring of repeating. Then I began hearing American
another night, another fight, another fight,
I have no privacy. fantasy doesn't seem to enter their minds.
Are you I was a singer on a
big stage with no scenery, just one spotlight on me, singing my heart out and leaving the audience to complete tears of love and affection. I dreamt of old ones and some battle. Then I lay there on the ground, peppered with arrows and jammed through with tiny point spears, and my life seeping out onto the ground. The soul of a woman or a man or both. And I said to my captors, I am one of the original warriors of this world. And then I tore off my dirty wedding dress and I lifted up into the sky.
And my lungs were shut down, and I couldn't do anything.
I dreamt of old ones in some battle, and I lay there on the ground, peppered with arrows jammed through, with tiny blunt spears. And my life seeping out onto the ground, the soul of a woman or a man or both. And I said to my captors, I am one of the original warriors of this world. And I tore off my dirty wedding dress and lifted it up to the sky.
Insomnia. Legendary. Small. Remote. A time when the clock spills out.
When the night tips the blood of the sky into your face.
Absolute midnight.
When the night causes longings to bloom as a dreadful rose.
We feel suffocated by narrow walls full of narrow eternity.
When the night is the saddest song you've ever heard.
Deep in our skulls, lament, lamentable.
And when the night comes and alights like a bleak bird on your bed.
Refuses to go out, cannot be put out.
When the night crosses your feet in a creep, like an old lover full of envy, and asks you, why did you do this to me?
Reductio ad absurdum. Problem. Immortality of the spirit. We have bled too many sunsets.
And the orange morning is a long-ago memory dying in your mind, and tomorrow's terror, too.
Windows synthesize, street lamps, old movies, wrinkle-like parchment, windows, pull like magnets on restless glances, we hang on ropes of horizon.
When the night removes your frailty and holds it tenderly in front of you, like a mother that took it from your cradle and kept it all this time.
Is it raining?
I am with you.
Vague tatters of centuries falling together from the ceiling, a slow litany of blood, teeth of darkness.
No, this is my song to you and your blackness.
Gnawing at walls under eyelids, shreds of storm undulate, sputter.
This is for you and the gods that keep us in glory.
Hangers and closets give shelter to emotions.
This is for the monster that lives under your bed.
Forms whose strengths can be bent to use.
And prevents the arms of sleep from closing around you.
Like water, like electricity, anger, anarchy, hunger. No stone will break this night.
This is the hand that strokes your broken head.
No hands will stir its embers.
This is something that comes from love.
Dr. Monica's Dream Lab. Welcome, Dreamweaver Gerald. You're live on the lab with Dr. Monica. Tell us your dreams.
Hi there. I guess your call's gonna kind of wrong because I'm actually Jen from Dunford, but I dreamt that it was late winter, and I was 15 and a half years old, and somehow I was obsessed with the room in the Nickel Plate Hotel in Dunford. You know, room 226B. And it is between Buffalo and Erie, Pennsylvania. Midway.
Where exactly is that? Where's Dunford?
Yes. In that dream...
Oh, the throughway, throughway, of course, of course.
It was a cry
perfect, continue.
Of the human origin, which has been locked up since 1952. And somehow I thought my job was to free that cry. So I armed myself with a little bottle of super glue with a picture on the label of the Siamese twins who tried to separate themselves with their free arms. I go to the Nickel Plate Hotel, I climb up there, and from the corridor, I can hear the cry, a soft cry. Oh, hey, I wasn't expecting this. A girl. I thought it was me. I remember thinking, but this wasn't possible. The cry is older than I was. So I opened the door of the room,
yeah.
226B, in the dark, in dusty room. I find the naked body of a girl my age lying across the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Using the finger, my index finger.
Oh, my.
I put the glue over her heart. I lie on top of her so that my skin is stuck
of course.
To her. And suddenly, I know that for the rest of my life, I will remember the fading part of this body. And soft sensation that I somehow sense that I will have again with others.
Yes, well, that's a very interesting.
Able to recover the joy of being recently dead body, try as ended. And somehow I feel that I must have left the room. When I left,
well,
I must have left the room when I opened the door, and I woke. What do you think, Dr. Monica?
Well, of course. I mean, that's a very intriguing. Oh, that's a very intriguing dream. The Siamese twins are a very interesting symbol to me. I think we should think about that as sort of a pivotal thing in this dream for yourself. Do you have a Siamese twin? Do you think that that might have something to do with this? Do you have any ideas about that?
Yeah.
Oh. I completely understand. I mean, that's just, you know, that's just the beauty of life. It's the push-pull. I mean, that's the evolution. So, do you think you have a Siamese twin somewhere? Or do you think do you think it's your spirit animal? I mean, spirit animals come in many different forms. It could be, you know,
I don't know. I
a cat or a twin or a bird.
I don't know what I want.
Or
maybe there's another one of me out there. There could be. God, hope not, but you never know.
Well, let's not say bastard.
Yeah.
Well, that would be not.
You know, every upstate city I've
well, perhaps that's a symbol, sort of like a you know, a psychic kind
like
of dream that you had that,
around.
You're right, that.
Oh, yeah, maybe you're right.
Could be. Could have had a psychic dream there, Gerald.
Bye-bye.
Oh, sorry about that, Chet. I'm sorry about. Okay, bye-bye. Have sweet dreams. You're on with Dr. Monica on the Dream Lab. Sweet dreams are made of this, where dreaming is free, and so are nightmares. Good night.
Have a dream. However, she's too fat for me. The red of the drug. My own rules. He would often give me a banana as a special treat. I have this recurring dream where I'm visiting a couple with an older son near some railroad tracks in the middle of nowhere. They know me and they are always kind and happy to see me. They pour me tea in a little porcelain teacup and we sit at their table. I know this tiny wooden house. The rooms always feel familiar. The home and people could easily be something out of the 1800s. Maybe I am dreaming of old family. My mom went back to work a week after I was born. My grandparents took care of me every day. I was especially close to my grandfather. He passed from cancer when I was almost 4. A year later, around the anniversary of his death, he came to me in a dream and told me to tell my grandmother that everything would be okay. She was sad and this dream brought her so much comfort. I always dream about cats. Usually mine, but there are also many others that have somehow found their way into my home, in various stages of life, babies to old folk cats, lots of them too, in every nook and cranny. Anyway, so 2 nights ago I dreamt that I left my cat in the care of someone else while I was away, and when I returned she had lost a ton of fur on her head, and the rest of her fur was short and curly. Her tail was shorter also. She must have had an allergic reaction. I ran into the kitchen and saw that the cat sitter had fed my cat this crappy food called Dad's cat food or something. It was gray in color. It explained everything. I woke up. The last night I dreamt that I was eating at a restaurant with my friend Linda, and we were walking home. She led us in the wrong direction, and we ended up in a scary neighborhood. I was not happy. I noticed that I was carrying a leash and nothing was attached to it. Worm was my cat. Then I saw her darting around the houses on this scary block and so I scooped her up to carry her home. Through the scary neighborhood, I turned around and saw Linda was gone and my cat and I were on our own. I frequently have panic attacks in my dreams where I am supposed to be somewhere. I have dreamed of trying to scream and nothing coming out. Running and being out of breath, and being chased and struggling to breathe. I wake up in a sweat with a dry throat, and it feels as if I've run a marathon. I dreamt I had a tiny baby, much too small to be real, and yet it was real. I could hold it in the palm of my hand. It squirmed around, it did all those baby things they do. But it was tiny, tiny. I was afraid for its life, and how big it would be when it grew up. I knew I would love it no matter how small it was though. When friends drop by an electric gypsy inn, my left arm tingles glints like a sunfish. I was tied to a stake driven into the ground, and there was 2 bottles of red wine just out of my reach. I was desperately trying to reach them and could not. The devil was there, laughing. Slowly through a crystal clear lake, with hundreds of dead black snakes, waving in the water like weeds. I had been recently hurt by a group of people I had loved and trusted. I retaliated, and that's what I think the dream was about. I dreamt shocking or dramatic, but it's no way staying away from the leukemia. We were tight. It was tough. I don't think I handled it very well, either. I should have hung out more, done more. Anyway, well, I'm 15 now, but in my dream, we are in 8th grade. It's hot, I'd say probably late July. We go to the reservoir about 2 miles from my house. We went there every day in summer, even in May when the water was just freezing, you know? We didn't care, we were kids. So in the dream, we are there, doing what we did then, wrestling around, ducking each other, carrying on in the water, that kind of thing. Then he stops and looks at me all of a sudden, all serious, and says, "Richie, it's okay. Don't worry, because it's all okay." And then he smiles this smile. I can't move from it. I'm frozen, but it feels good. And this sounds stupid, but the sun is shining really, really brightly. And then he pats my arm and disappears. I don't dream. I dream when I am awake sometimes, but really, really tired. It's not really a daydream, per se. It's more intense than that. One time, I was on a bus in New Jersey, going into the city. I was totally exhausted beyond exhausted. I leaned my head against the window and was listening to my, yes, I'm dating myself, rock man. I was listening to Richard Buckner, who I love and adore. I know you've never heard of him, ha ha ha. I started kind of drifting around in my mind, and then whoosh. I was actually in Richard Buckner's head and body as he was writing the lyrics to the song I was listening to. I mean, I was Richard Buckner, but still myself, and we were writing lyrics, which obviously were written a while before that, so I time traveled. Now the question is, did I invade him? And the other question is, should I get royalties? Under the sea, but not drowning, able to breathe. I can breathe the water and not die, which makes me some kind of Atlantis descendant, or merman. I jump from cliff to cliff, harrowing heights, where I will surely die. But I never do. I either fly in that weird dream way or just make the jump. In my dream, someone said, "Be sure to explain to your children that their life will consist mostly of their experiences and that these will also contribute largely to their demise." I always dream of water. Big bodies of water that aren't threatening exactly, just very powerful. Tides that rise up to my feet, giant waves, being on boats in storms,